I have questions and doubts about my faith. Who can I talk to and who can I trust? Asking questions or investigating doubts about our faith isn't a sign of spiritual deficiency. It is a sign of the beginnings of true spiritual maturity. It is important to recognize that doubts and questions about your faith are perfectly normal. In fact, did you know that there are Bible passages that actively encourage asking questions about faith? God Himself, through the Apostle Paul, reminded His people to prove all things. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Each of us as believers must prove what we believe to be true, and then hold on to what we have proven. In order to do this appropriately, we must ask questions and prove what we hear and read to be true. In Acts 17:11, Luke speaks of a group of people known as the Bereans, a group of Jews who were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. We can learn a few very important lessons from the Bereans. 1. The Bereans were eager to learn about God. 2. The Bereans, however, didn't just accept what they were taught without first proving it out. They asked questions. 3. The Bereans recognized the authority of the Bible as the Word of God, and they proved what they were being taught from Scripture. The Bereans were commended for this action. They received the Word with all readiness of mind, eagerly, and searched the Scriptures daily to prove whether what they were hearing was true. Asking questions or investigating doubts about our faith isn't a sign of spiritual deficiency, it is a sign of the beginnings of true spiritual maturity. It is important to point out, however, that it cannot stop here. An in-depth spiritual investigation must then follow to answer the question and prove the belief. With regards to who you can talk to and trust, that will be different from case to case. But regardless of whom you choose to talk with, an honest question deserves an honest answer. You can speak with your pastor, another local elder, a church member, or a trusted friend. The important thing to recognize is that the ultimate conclusion must come from the Word of God. And where the Word of God and human explanations differ, the Word of God must be the ultimate authority. Acts 5:29. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Prove all things. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.